Whatever it takes, that's what the leaders of the world's major economies are promising after they held an unprecedented video hookup overnight to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic. The group of 20 countries, including Australia, are injecting the equivalent of $8 trillion into the global economy, vowing to put in place all necessary health measures to protect lives while minimising the economic and social damage. In Australia, evidence of that damage is growing daily with a distressing loss of jobs. In less than a week, companies have stood down tens of thousands of workers. Qantas, 20,000. Crown Casinos, 10,000. Retail giant Premier Investments, 9,000. Virgin, 8,000. Flight Centre, almost 4,000. And they're just the major companies. For thousands of small businesses, the toll is just as devastating, particularly for owners who are having to dismiss staff they've worked with closely for years. Rhett Burney reports.
Nestled in acres of vineyards 30 kilometres northwest of Melbourne is the Witchmount Estate Function Centre. It's long been a popular place for weddings and conferences and is booked out most weekends. But not anymore.
I took over the business about 5.5 weeks ago during peak wedding season, so it was looking quite positive. Taking over 42 functions going forward over the next sort of 12 to 15 months was exciting. We've been heavily marketing and getting the bookings in the door, and it was looking really positive until all this happened.
That's Brenton Spiteri, a wedding photographer by trade. Now, like so many other business owners, the 33-year-old's livelihood has evaporated as authorities desperately try to slow the spread of coronavirus. As the rules changed, he tried to improvise, switching from a function centre to a smaller restaurant. But now that's off the table too.
We were initially looking at creating a restaurant to get that quick fix. But then again, with the new regulations, we now can't do a restaurant style. So we've gone back to the drawing board and created an ability to organise to do home delivery and take away orders for our local community.
But that's meant he's had to stand down all of his 20 staff, except the chef, who cooks the takeaway meals that Brenton Spiteri now delivers. When he's not doing that, he's spending hours online and on the phone trying to figure out what support he can access from both his bank and state and federal governments.
It is a challenge when you're trying to save your business, save your staff, and the ability for them to pay their mortgages, feed their kids. It's hard.
For now, Brenton Spiteri remains optimistic. But he says if his and other small businesses are to survive, they'll need the support of Australians still earning a regular income.
Just make sure that you are still spending with your local small business, people that you love, because unfortunately, if you're not able to support those local businesses that you do love, they're not going to be able to last, they're not going to survive. And when things go back to normal, which they will, those small businesses that you love won't be around anymore.
That's small businessman Brenton Spiteri, Rhett Burney reporting there.